ఓ, వి స్టార్టెడ్ విత్ బ్రహ్మానంద స్వరూప. పర్ఫెక్ట్.
నమస్కారం
అన్న, వెల్కమ్ బ్యాక్ టు ద పాడ్కాస్ట్ అన్న.
థ్యాంక్ యూ వెరీ మచ్ అన్న.
వి ఆర్ రియలీ గ్రేట్ టు హ్యావ్ యూ బ్యాక్. వి డిడ్ టూ వీడియోస్ బిఫోర్. One we had to sadly take down, but the second one for Samima, that went quite well.
Yes, Anna, so, yes.
So this, so Anna, we would really love to know what's going on. We would love to have some updates on Mangalgiri, what's happening. And there are a lot of posts on, you know, Hanuman is coming. There was a movie of Hanuman also, yes, recently that I watched.
Yeah. So many things about Hanuman. Yeah, Hanuman is coming. I'm not talking about Mangalgiri. Hanuman is actually coming.
Yeah, Rama has come, so Hanuman has to come.
So Hanuman has to come. So that is exactly what's happening. Absolutely.
Yes. So Anna, wherever you would love to start. Yeah.
So, first of all, thank you very much. And it's been a pleasure. Always, I feel so comfortable just talking with you. So thank you very much for that.
Thank you, Anna.
So, yeah, I'd like to kind of start from our previous. It's been, I think, exactly a year. I think in March we did last podcast, mm-hmm. and it's March.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's been exactly a year. Right after Mahashivratri, we've done the podcast, so it's exactly a year. So it will be like annual meeting update, you know.
Yes.
So what really happened since last year was in March, as the update was happening around that time, so much activity has taken off. Right, we started. So first of all, what happened, as soon as the podcast finished, we got a lot of financial and volunteer contributions. So the podcast has helped quite a bit for the project to get started with. Right? While our requirement was very high, we got at least 10% of the requirement covered. So at least we were able to start the projects. So we were very happy. So thanks to everybody, right? Everybody that has contributed to this in every way and form. I have no words. Thank you. So, because see, you really don't know me and you don't know what I'm doing, but still, you know, you just saw the cause and you contributed. So, thank you. So, what happened since last year? We were absolutely busy, not a single moment of rest or, you know, I think Devi's energies and all, you know, Sadhguru's responsibilities is like continuously running around. So we started with children to begin with. So we were already teaching yoga classes in the high school, government high school. That got stopped, but that did not stop us. Right? There's some political lobbying that happens every time you take up a social cause, right? Even Sadhguru is not an exception. So what are we? So,
right.
So we started, we thought, okay, we'll take it up ourselves. So we started to go through the yoga classes right here at Pranav Kshetra. We did not have space. That's one of the reasons we want to do it in the schools, wherever this, because the spaces are already there. So one of the reasons we asked for contribution is to build those spaces, so we don't have to go through this constraint limitation. So we thought we'll start it here very small, right? Instead of taking all the students at once, we are doing them in batches. So we've had girl batches, boy batches, and adult batches. We were busy continuously for like a few months. And we were also busy with farming at that time. Right? So farming, for those of you who are not used to it, it's a very, very, very involved activity. Right? Especially, see, this is when Sadhguru is saying, please go with tree-based agriculture, please do it. Right? Hmm. With tree-based agriculture, you have to take care of it for a couple of years. And then it will start taking care of you.
Okay.
With the kind of farming you're doing, the grain-based farming, generally what happens is annuals. You have to work hard for 3 months this year. Again, you have to work for 3 months next year. For the rest of your life, you're just continuously working hard. So, and it's, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, right? We are still having food, so it's needed. But also, consciously, we should also go more towards tree-based agriculture, right? It's not only, it's like, it's less effort, right? You always want to be efficient in our life. So this is the one way of being efficient. So farming well full-fledged. So I want to share the farming success story. I'm sure you're following our Instagram, but so
Green Gram.
Yes. Thank you. So Green Gram was the first harvest. It happened 2.5 months after sowing. As soon as Green Gram happened, we got the Black Gram. As soon as Black Gram happened this year in January, we got Pigeon Pea, which is Tuar, the sambar dal. And then we got peanuts. So we got peanuts very little. Like we wanted to offer the peanuts only to sadhaka. So we were not encouraging that for anybody. And we got very little. And we used the native seeds of peanuts. By the way, we still have some in stock. The last part, whoever would like to have them, because they are native seeds. You cannot find them anywhere else in the market. They're grown organically. In fact, they're grown naturally. No inputs at all. Just natural elements. That's all. And they came out so beautifully. Okay. So we got four products. I mean, for us, it's a very overwhelming situation going through all that farming. So while the farming was happening on the sites, we were going through the yoga classes. All this while, my mind was always thinking about when are we going to build spaces, because it's not happening. We were trying so hard. We were trying to get the construction workers, masons, and everybody to come, you know, get started. They're just not coming. I don't know why. It's not like they're busy with something else.
Okay.
Something in the air. And also, it was a drought. So we are in the drought region. And last year was a heavy drought here. I mean, this is the other miracle, right? We had only 3 rains entire year. With the 3 rains, we were able to grow all this crop. So it's, for me, it's a miracle. So
usually how much does rains do we need, Anna, like,
to grow closer? We need at least for the kind of crops we are growing, that means pulses. So pulses are rain-fed crops, so you don't need a whole lot of rain. You need rains at the right times. That's all it is. So initially you need 4-5 good rains when they're starting to grow. In the middle you need another 2-3 good rains. Towards the end, before flowering, you need some good rains. That's it. After flowering, if you have rains, that's it. Your crop is gone. Because the flower will fall. Right? From the flower only you get the nut or the pulses, the beans. So if the flower is gone, the entire, you know, that's where farmers are, because of the inconsistency in the weather today, farmers are not able to predict what's going to happen. We got very lucky. And by the way, our produce is very little compared to what we could get in that 5-acre, you know, in the amount of land we used. But we got something. We're very happy. And we are consuming our own grown food, and we are able to offer it to so many people. So we're very happy with that. So this thought that how come this is not happening? So we were also teaching in the primary school. The government high school did not allow us to come near to them because they got threatened that, I don't know. I did not want to invest too much because we were so busy already. So we were teaching in the primary school. We were offering environmental classes. Like, you know, we would say we're teaching English. We're just teaching them about, you know, living, how to live sensibly, teaching them yoga and all of that. So any which way, kids are kids, you know, whatever you teach them, they'll just absorb. Right. So they were wonderful. Even today, they just come to the Pranav Kshetra, come, whatever, you know, they always want to play for some time. They just come and play. Some of the videos are on the Instagram also. You can check them out. So around September, we were having a rough period of, we were like, so we put all the seeds, we sowed all the seeds. Green gram is done. Black gram is done. Now we are waiting for tur, which is going to be harvested in January. In September, I had this deep thought, like, why are the spaces? Why are we not able to put up spaces? Especially Devi Temple, which we requested specific, you know, contributions from people. Why are we not able to? And so Lap of the Master happened. I met you there. So thankful.
Yes, we met there. Yes.
Right after Lap of the Master, I don't know how long it happened. I was sitting in for my sadhana. In my sadhana, Hanuman appeared. So this is the story, which is very interesting to me, because ever since I moved to India, or ever since I've known spirituality or religion in any way, Hanuman was there as a child. But that's about it. Like, Hanuman is a superhero for everybody as a child.
Yes.
That connection is there for every human being. I'm not talking about that. Like, but I never thought of him. It's not like I was reading about him. And I know most of the people are connected because Ram Mandir is coming up. I wasn't even aware of that because we were so busy. We were so occupied. Later only I realized Ram Mandir was going to come up and all that. But Hanuman just happened to me in sadhana. And I know that meant something because it just won't happen like that. 2 days later, if you remember from the first podcast, that Swami, Sairam Swami, who helped me come out of that issue.
You're right.
He called me. He called me and said, Nishant, in your area needs Hanuman, he said. Okay. And by the way, that Swami is a Upasaka of Hanuman. Upasaka means a person who spent considerable amount of his life only focusing on one deity.
Right.
So he does Hanuman consecration. He's done more than 20 Hanuman consecrations already.
Okay.
So he called me and said, Nishant, in your region, you need Hanuman. And then it cannot be a coincidence. Like 2 days later, he's calling me and telling me. It's not like I spoke with him. And maybe a few days later, right? Within, this all happened in space of 10 days. A few days later, there's Guru Pashupati. Some of you are probably aware of him. He started popping up on YouTube. It's not like he's been releasing his videos for a very long time. But only at that time, his videos started to come up. More and more people started to get to know about him. So, see, just like Sadhguru, right? Sadhguru has always been there. But we've only got to know about him since 2012, 2013, right? Before that, not a lot of people were aware of Sadhguru. As maybe people from Tamil Nadu, because it's a local thing. So, Guru Pashupati came and he had physical darshan of Hanuman during his time in Himalayas. So, I spoke with him. I had the opportunity to speak with him. And he also said that, bring Hanuman to your space. You need it. So his blessing is also there. So now we were like, okay, fine. We need to get Hanuman. The moment I decided we need to get Hanuman, you will not believe. Like it's huge miracle. Everybody came. Okay. Right? The specific... we want to build Devi temple using natural material. That means lime, jaggery. Like we need specific kind of materials, specific kind of work, skill for that. He came. Okay. So I was looking for him for a very long, for 2 years, more than 2 years. I could not find somebody there. He just appeared. Okay. And we wanted to build the sadhana spaces and the yoga shala and all of that. Mistri came for that. And we wanted to finish a couple of rooms we started in the farm, because sadhakas who wants to spend time in the farm, we want to have a space there. That mastery also came. Everybody came, just like that.
Okay.
And then I was like, what is happening? So, and then I questioned myself and I said, okay, Hanuman, we need to have some space. So within my, this large plan, I thought I will devote some space for Hanuman. Like I'm talking about physical space. Anyway, within us, he'll be there forever. So with Sairam Swami's guidance, we dedicated a very small space. It's 9 feet by 9 feet space for him. Okay. And again, it's a miracle because things, construction doesn't happen very fast in this region. So there's this karma in this region where to build a very small house, it takes 3 to 4 years. That is how it is, the culture. So they don't, when things getting delayed, they don't feel it's a bad thing necessarily.
Mm.
They'll be like, oh, we have another 2-3 years to go. Why are you worried? Mm-hmm. So with that kind of mindset, so we're able to get Hanuman Mandir to a completion within space of 2-3 months or maybe 4 months. So that is a very tremendous thing, you know, and right kind of people at the right time. It's for me, it's a miracle. Of course, a lot of efforts have to be there. Your intention has to be strong, but things are also happening.
Right.
So
how is this Hanuman Mandir going to look like, Anna, a little bit? Can you tell?
Is it for
the Pratishtha, then only you will?
Pratishtha, yes, I can share little information, anyway, people will come for Pratishtha. Yes, we can also share some photos. It's not a problem, actually. It's very simple, Anna. So what we are doing with Hanuman Temple is, so some guidance came from multiple gurus. So we mixed everything together and we used some of the principles from Isha as well, like the way we construct things. So it's a combination of multiple things. It's a very small space. Like I said, it's 9 feet by 9 feet. Originally, I thought it is going to be 9 by 9 because 9 is the number of Hanuman.
Oh, is it?
And when we built it, it came to 9 feet, 9 inches.
Oh, okay.
So I know it came more than that and I was worried. So I was like, okay, now it came 9.5. What do I do? What do I do? And we measured it when we were building the roof.
Right.
And it came to exactly 9 foot, 9 inches.
Nine.
I was like, perfect. Again, one more 9. So 9s are just adding. So not a problem. And the roof is going to be a pyramid. So pyramid is a... it's like a rhombus. I don't know how to... most of you have seen pyramids. So you can build pyramid. Yeah, exactly. The Egyptian pyramids.
Right, right. Yeah.
So it will look exactly like Egyptian pyramids with the exact same angle. Even Sadhguru talks about the angle part of it. It is done that way because this area needs a lot of cleansing. It went through a lot of negative tantra. We spoke about this in the last podcast. So, Sairam Swami said, if you have a pyramid of that big, like 9-foot pyramid, 9-foot base pyramid, it can impact at least 1 kilometer minimum. It can impact more. So he said, whatever obstacles you're having nearby, at least they'll get taken care of so you can go through with your constructions. So that's what we needed actually, and it came at the right time. So now the structure is ready, but the finishing part takes a very long time. You know, you want to plaster, you want to have like little electric lines, yeah. And the land outside is not like, it's like up and down and all of that. There are no stairs, nothing. All that will take a little time, but so Pratishtha is also coming up. So I was thinking about when to do Pratishtha, and I was pondering, because if I don't fix a date, this construction will go on forever.
Right.
And then I sat through, I wanted to fix a date, and I asked Sairam Swami, it's like, Sairam Swami, what do I do for the date? He said, Hanuman Jayanti. And then I looked up Hanuman Jayanti, it's coming on. According to lunar calendar, which is followed by majority of the states in India, it's happening on May 4th. So I would like to take the opportunity to welcome all of you for the Hanuman Pratishtha, which is happening in Mangalgi on May 4th. All of you are welcome. But if some of you want to intensify that, that means you want to be part of the Pratishtha itself. There is a special sadhana you can go through for one mandala starting from March 25th till May 4th. So you'll be culminating here. That is a beauty. It's 40 days total. So March 25th is nothing but Monday. You can start on Monday. You'll be ending on May 4th. There are multiple options. So if you want to take part in the Pratishtha, that means you are part of the consecration. There'll be some intense sadhana that you'll be going through. But say you just want to connect with Hanuman, right? You don't want to go through some intense sadhana, but you are comfortable attending the process, but not participating. There's an opportunity for that also. And we want to keep this opportunity live going forward. Just like Shivanga Sadhana, every 2 months, you'll have an opportunity where you can take up Hanuman Sadhana. Depending on your life situation, you can take up the full sadhana, or you can take up the little mini sadhana until you gradually progress yourself to the full sadhana. So, and so this sadhana is also coming from different gurus who are upasakas of Hanuman. So, we are very thankful for that, for them offering us this sadhana. And one good thing about this sadhana is you don't need initiation. That means you don't need to follow this guru parampara where you have to get it from a guru. You sit in front of Hanuman, you talk to him, you get it directly from him.
Oh, okay.
It's between you and Hanuman directly, right? There's nobody in between, and there's nothing like these energy signatures and all of that. It's a very simple sattvic mantra. That's it. So it's very simple, the sadhana. And 95% of sadhana is Isha practices only. So it's little part of the sadhana which is gearing you towards Hanuman. That part is directly your connection with Hanuman.
Right. Yeah. Can one do it online also if someone is?
Yes, Anna. You're talking about the culmination part, right?
Culmination or as well as sadhana for the, I think the Hanuman Pratishtha, people get initiated and will they come for the consecration over there or can they attend it online? That's how I.
Yeah. So, for Hanuman Pratishtha, for example, you did the full sadhana and you want to be participant. So, you cannot come. You can culminate at your own place. That is fine. Because we'll be live streaming the event this time. So, we are inspired by Vaishak Anna. He is using his technology so amazing recently. We thought we also want to upgrade. So, we are planning to live stream this time. So, in the live streaming only, you'll be able to culminate. Okay. If you can come, that's even better. If you can culminate here. But for those who cannot attend the ceremony, you can watch it. You can follow it live stream online. Okay. And you can do the sadhana wherever you are. You don't have to come anywhere. Right? What we are doing right now is we're orienting, we're offering the guidelines to people every day. So today we just had our session. That's why I got a little late. So tomorrow, Saturday. So should I say tomorrow? I don't know.
I'll try to edit it and put this today only.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So tomorrow, which is Saturday, we have another opportunity to go through the orientation, which is it starts from 6 p.m. Please dedicate 99 minutes of your time for the orientation.
That also
99. Yes. Somehow it's coming. It came to 99 minutes today when we did it. So yeah, that's if you go through the orientation, the next set of the guidelines will be offered in the orientation, but it requires a bit of commitment. That is all we are looking for, right? Because if you have willingness and commitment, you can go through it like a breeze. So because it's 99 minutes, don't get discouraged. It's you'll go through the full proper guidelines so that you don't have to worry about missing something.
Yes. Can women also do it? Can married people do it? How does, since Anuman is known as a brahmachari, how does that work?
Yes. So brahmacharya, I think Sadhguru answered it multiple times, but I'll share a couple of versions of what brahmacharya is so that you'll be able to get a good understanding of it. So brahmacharya is, you don't want to waste your energies for simpler things, for simple pleasures. You want to use up your energies. You want to build your energies to a certain extent where you want to offer it to something big. Or you want to grow from it. That is the idea. See, the reason brahmacharya has been narrowed down to just sexual aspect is because sexual energy, like, during the, when you lose energy through sexuality, you lose a lot of energy at once. It's tremendous amount of energy in a very short time. Right? Because the virya, or the, you know, people talk about aura, virya and all of that, which is what's keeping you alive, right? The health is the virya. So virya is nothing but your sexual fluids getting converted. Right? Sadhguru also talks about this, right? He says not to, during youth for truth, he talks about, just don't waste your sexual energies like that. No, there's so much potency in it, right? So likewise, so brahmacharya here is, we are trying to see how to make use of that energy and build ourselves to an extent so that we'll be eligible to even meet Hanuman. So women during their cycles, they can do it because it's the intention that matters. So not a problem at all. As long as you can take care of your basic hygiene when you sit with him, that is it. Intention, you keep it pure. Because he is a devotee, right? So how can he deny other devotees?
Okay.
Right? You approach him with devotion, you approach him with emotion, you plead him, you do your proper basic sadhana, everything will get taken care of. Right? So not a problem at all. Married people can also do it. Only one condition is married people or people with partners. 40 days of brahmacharya is mandatory. Okay. So if you can maintain that much, and another thing Hanuman does not like is meat. So for non-veg lovers, and I used to be one of them once upon a time, when I went to ashram, I thought, how could I leave chicken? So for people like those, you have to please stay away from meat during this, including eggs, during this one mandala. That is it.
Great, great, Anna. Beautiful, Anna. So tell us, how else can we support? Because I'm thinking there's a lot of construction involved. And
yes, Anna.
Yes.
So how can we support you? You brought up a very good question. We are coming. So the way, because Hanuman was not in the plans. So I want to thank you all and apologize at the same time, because I want to thank you because of the little funds you offered last year. We were able to divert some of the funds towards Hanuman this year. But obviously, I want to apologize because this was not in the plans initially. So you know, we have to divert the funds. So we want to give those funds back to them, number one. And the required amount of funds, what we are looking for is like, we only received about 10% of what we really required. So again, construction is going to stop again right now, right? Whatever, how much ever we could do. I want to give you an update of the Devi temple also. Devi temple, the ritual room is finished. So ritual room is basically where all the Devi items are kept. All Devi Naivedyam is made. That part is finished. So with the limited money we had, we were able to do that much. Also because we are using natural materials, so it will be a little expensive than cement. Not very expensive, little, slightly more expensive, because the skilled workers are not available for that. But we want to keep it as grounded and as close to nature for Devi, because she is the Prakriti. We don't want to, you know, introduce any pollution in her space. Okay. One part I forgot to mention, Anna. So last year, until we started the Devi construction, we were doing Bhairavi Divya Puja. So Bhairavi Divya Puja is an offering from Sadhguru, where you can offer Devi to everybody. Okay, anybody can take this up. Any Devi devotee can take this up. So in Devi space, we were doing Bhairavi Devi Puja. It's a 1-hour process where anybody from the village, we invite everybody and we cook payasam on that day and we offer the Naivedyam. They used to come for payasam only initially.
Okay.
Because this region is not known for cooking the rice payasam.
Rice, wow.
So they use wheat here.
Okay.
So now we are making rice payasam. The way, you know, rice pongal is offered in the ashram, it's very similar. The sweet pongal.
With payasam.
With payasam, right? So we were cooking it like that. They actually liked it. So initially they were coming for that, but slowly and slowly they got used to Devi. Because they don't know what Bhairavi is. They don't know what Linga Bhairavi is. They're like, that is Shiv only, Shivji only, mm-hmm. because it's in link form. Like, no, it's Bhairavi only. It's Devi only in link form, you know. So slowly. But children got attracted to her, which was very, we were like, it's happening right in front of us. When children would come, they'd all chant with us, you know. Yeah. They don't know the full chant. They'll just go, Bhairavi Jai Bhairavi, Bhairavi Jai Bhairavi. Right? Or because the stuti, right? The stuti part is, they'll chant just the Bhairavi part in the stuti because they don't know all the 33 names. So it's it was a beautiful experience. So Devi temple is also underway. So what happens is on top of the Naivedya room, there will be another room that is coming up. That is for the sadhakas who will take care of the Bhairavi temple.
Okay.
Because you need some space for the sadhakas to stay and take care of that space. Right? So that is a stay area for that. These two things will be finished in the Devi space with the limited funding we have. And the Hanuman temple has come up and the little foundations here and there are happening. But at this point, we would like to really request those who can offer in whichever way or form you can. Right? So financially, it would be of a lot of help if you can donate some for the rest of the constructions to happen, because spaces become very important. In the spaces we are building, they are going to impact at least 20 villages. It's not just one village. We are trying to create this as a model so that if somebody who comes here wants to do something similar, they can just replicate it and continue about doing this, right? So that we can reach the rest of the world, not just India. Because Sadhguru talks about this, right? Everybody deserves to be in consecrated spaces. So we're trying to get to that stage. So please, if you could offer in any way possible, financially, or if you'd like to come and volunteer, right, offer yourself for some of these things we are doing here. Or if you want to take up Hanuman Sadhana to build yourself, please do it. Because that's a new offering offered by Sairam Swami to us to be offered to everybody else. Because his goal is for the Pratishtha, he wants to have at least 108 sadhakas. 1 plus 8, 9 again. He wants that number again.
Right, right.
So I said, I'll try my best, Swami, because we have a lot of interested people, interested sadhakas who want to take this on. So for those interested, please reach out to us on the Pranav Kshetra Instagram or WhatsApp. Vaishakanna will share that.
There's a WhatsApp group, right, Anna, which we can share the link.
Yes, Anna.
I think so that before, I'll put it in the link also, because if anyone would love to contribute, so I would suggest, you know, go through the WhatsApp and contact you before they make, so that, you know, they know what's happening. It's an update. I shall also put bank details in the description. How do you want?
Yes, Anna. For the contributions, I will share the, so one update is we have a website right now with a lot of, it's donated by a couple of volunteers, funding for that website. And one volunteer, Anna, it's a big coincidence. He was my childhood friend. I did not meet him for years and years and years. Guess what? He's also Isha meditator. He came forward and he said, I'll do this for you because I don't know all the technicalities. He did it for me. His name is Purna Anna from the US. So website is up right now. So I'll share the link to the donation. So over there, the details are there. So if you're, you know, in India, you can just follow some process. If you're donating from abroad, there's a different process. That's all.
Perfect, Anna. Beautiful, Anna. I don't have much to ask. I hope, you know, the 108 people come, devotees come for Hanuman.
Yes.
And, you know,
yes,
yes. And hopefully, and, after this, I am also able to come and, you know, take darshan of Hanuman.
Please do come, Anna. Please do come. We are having Sankat Mochan Hanuman. So, Sankat Mochan Hanuman is the Hanuman with the Sanjeevani Parvat.
Okay.
So that if he is able to solve the problems of Ram, he can solve everybody's problems.
He can solve it.
Please do come visit, and we'd love to have you.
Hanuman needs to come to the world.
That's it. That's
Superman
it.
And it's Batman are already there.
He is the ultimate. If Superman, whatever Superman is to us, for Superman, that is Hanuman. So please do come, Anna. Please do come for the consecration. May 4th. Please take some time and please attend the event live. Yeah.
Thank you, Anna.
Thank you very much, Anna. Thank you. Thank you. Namaskaram.